Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
The lovely Sophie Griffiths, who I've actually seen more than my family over the past few days. Sophie, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm buzzing to be here. So thank you for having me.
No, thanks for being here. Like I say, you've been a really busy girl. It all kind of started around Thursday, didn't it?
Yeah, so literally had the maddest week ever. But I like it that way because it's nice to be busy, right? So, but yeah, yesterday I slept so well. I literally was just like dead to the world this morning. So yeah. But it's been good, yeah.
Because it was your birthday yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, it was the big 21 as well. So it's a big, yeah, I get a bit freaked out about my birthday. I don't know why. Like, I feel really overwhelmed on it. Like, believe it or not, obviously, like, this being my job, on my birthday, I don't like it all being about me.
Yeah.
I just find it really weird. I did have a lovely day, though. It was amazing. And I got spoiled rotten by my family. So I had a really beautiful day.
Oh, it's great talking to your family. You've got such a great support network, haven't you, to be fair?
Yeah, love my family. They're the best. So, yeah, couldn't ask for anything better, really.
Yeah, you've been non-stop smiling, Soph. Yeah. I can't believe you're only 21 as well, because you've done so much already.
Oh, thank you.
It's amazing. I've been, like, because obviously I've been to one of your gigs as well.
Yes.
Can't remember when that was again.
Thursday. That was Thursday.
Yeah. There was another one before as well. It was at the Grace.
Yes, that was my headline last year. Yeah.
Yeah, that was for the EP, right?
Yeah. My first EP. Yeah, oh my God, that feels like ages ago now, doesn't it?
That's what I mean. Well, you're only 21.
So. I know, yeah, it's crazy. So, yeah, you guys have been supporting me for so long now. I'm so grateful for you guys. Lovely local station as well. So,
yeah, well, it's great to support local artists. Because as well, where was you on Saturday? I might have bumped into you somewhere.
Yeah, maybe. No. You, of course, invited me on the West Ham Pride Parade bus, which was mad. Like, literally, I said to you, didn't I, like, I've always been meaning to go to Pride, but it always falls on my birthday weekend. I've always got plans already. And so I was like, just had the best time. It's just like such a day filled with love. That's the only way I can describe it. Like, it's just filled with love and such a good atmosphere. I'm like, definitely gonna go every year now.
I'm smiling. It was great to see everybody do the hammers sign as well, right? So, because you're a hammer as well.
We
are on the hammers bus.
Happy hammer,
absolutely. And you got to sing on a bus as well.
I did.
It's good fun. There was loads of noise though. We was competing with everybody, wasn't we, around us?
This is it. But that's kind of what makes it amazing, isn't it? Like, there was so much music, so much going on. Like, even the cheering on the, you know, behind the gates and stuff like that. I just thought it was just a great atmosphere. And so, yeah, I did sing, whether anyone heard me or not, isn't it? But it doesn't matter, and I don't mind, because I was having a nice time.
You were jammed all singing
exactly.
along. Yeah. It was a great time. And your dad liked one of the pictures in particular, wasn't it?
He did, with the West Ham mascot. He's like, yes. Oh, he was actually so jealous that day. I wish he would have been able to come, but he was looking after the dogs.
Well, someone's got to, right?
Someone's got to,
yeah. But listen, so let's get back to what you've been up to as well, because Love Island Final 22, your song came on. I'm a Celebrity as well. It was your version of the Madness, one of my favourite Madness, It Must Be Loved, right?
Yeah, which was actually crazy. Like, I'm a massive fan of both of those shows. Like, I literally watch them religiously. I'm currently watching Love Island right now.
Oh, right, yeah.
So for, like, to hear my song on there was, like, completely surreal. Like, we were literally... So I, with the It Must Be Love on Love Island, I did get told, like, half an hour before.
Oh, wow, was that all? Half an hour?
Yeah, so, like, because they don't really want you to, like, leak stuff, because I suppose it's, like, you know, it's quite a big show, do you know what I mean? So, so I kind of, like, was a little bit prepared by that one. I still cried. But then I'm a Celebrity. Like, I had no idea. Like, I didn't get told. And so we were, like, sitting there as a family watching it. And I was like, I think I recognised that music. I was like, I think that's my song. And then, so that was completely surreal. Very weird. But, yeah, so that was crazy.
That's brilliant. And how did that come about, Soph? Because, you know, I mean, a lot of bands don't like other people using their songs.
Right.
So how did that come about?
Right, yeah. I mean, to be fair, it's originally written by Labby Siffrey back in the 60s. Yeah. Obviously, you know that I love that era of music. I love Motown and stuff like that. So it's always been a song that I've loved and my family have, like, listened to growing up. It's actually one of my mum's favourite songs. Uh-huh. And I wanted to do a cover of a song to sort of like start me off and sort of like put my stake in the ground. Like, this is who I am, but like me. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
This is a song that everyone knows, but my version of it. And basically that song just came on one day and I was like, hang on a minute, like that might actually be really sick to do. So I just did like a little demo version at home of what I wanted the piano arrangement to be. And then got in the studio and like we did it on a proper upright with like those big choiry gang vocals that are in like most of my songs. And yeah, it just sort of went from there. And like it literally like kind of blew up the year after it was released, which was really weird. And yeah, it's done me well. And I love it because it's my mum's favourite song. So
I know. And your mum was also on the bus as well, wasn't she?
Oh my God. She was having the time of her life.
I thought she was going to fall off the bus. She was hanging over so much.
Yeah.
I was like, we need to put something, harness around her so she doesn't fall off.
Yeah, a bit of bubble wrap, honestly.
Bubble
seriously.
Wrap, boom, boom, well done there. Did you mean that to do that? That was a good joke, so.
Boom, boom. No, but yeah, she was loving it. She was like, I love the flag. Honestly, you'd never seen someone swing a flag so
it's great for your arms, great for your bingo wins.
That's literally exactly what she said. She said, my bingo wins are killing me today. But anyway, so yeah, she was loving it as well.
Yeah, but the song has been, like you say, it blew up, didn't it, about a year ago, so it's absolutely brilliant for you. And can I touch on your YouTube channel? Because I only discovered that recently, because you've been doing loads of covers for quite a while on there, haven't you?
Yeah, man, been doing it for ages on that. I think what happened was, so I'd been doing like covers and stuff before lockdown. And then obviously I started building on TikTok and I started doing like rewrites and stuff like that. And you could, at the time, obviously now you can do longer videos on TikTok, but at the time you could only do a minute.
Yeah.
And people were going to be like, we want a longer version, we want a longer version. So what I was doing was like doing the short ones on there and then doing like a longer version over on YouTube, mixed in with like my other covers that I sort of make my own. And yeah, I really enjoy doing them. They're like, there's something really cathartic about like just sitting and playing like other people's songs, because like, now that this is my job, obviously it started as my hobby and like I just, that was my therapy. So in between my exams, I would literally just like sit and play and it would be like my relaxation. So like you don't get to do it when it's your job as much, just sit down and play. Sure. Like you're always running here and there and here and there. So it's nice for me to sit down and like sort of do my thing because... Yeah. I love it. So.
It's brilliant. Because they're really clever as well. Because like, I was watching it. I was like, oh my God, that's really good. I actually clicked on the song that was one of my wedding songs. I thought, oh, I wish I could get married again. Because I'd have hired you to play at the wedding. Yeah.
Would have been
there. Run to the one that I've been.
The Shania Twain song.
That's the one. Yeah.
No
thanks.
Way.
I can't believe I forgot her name.
You're still the one.
Yeah.
I love
that, song.
Honestly.
Oh, in duet. Yeah. Then. Yeah, I love that song. Yeah.
Jinx. Yeah. So. I honestly, like, that's such a tune.
It is,
and,
isn't it?
Well, so when did that come out? Like, 80s? 90s.
It must have been about 96, 97.
But yeah, so I love just doing songs like, I don't know, obviously songs from the era that I love, 60s, but also just like other songs that I listened to growing up and sort of making them my own a little bit.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Because what you do there as well, because you're doing your own harmonies as well on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so suddenly I was watching it, I was like, oh yeah, it's really good. And I was looking at the guitar at the back, so I do like to have a nose, see what's going on behind the background. So I was looking at the guitar at the back. And then suddenly, like, the harmonies came in and then you just kind of got yourself singing the harmonies on all these different layers coming up. So it's a really clever thing.
Yeah.
So I do tell people to go and look at your YouTube channel as well. Not now, because we're still in the middle of an interview.
Yeah, stay right here.
Yeah, stay right here. Because I tell you what, because we're going to have a song now. I asked you earlier, if you want a request, you said yes. And after the request, we're going to come back, have another chat to Soph and play her latest track. But what did you request, Soph?
I requested Dive by Olivia Dean.
Right, we are back here in Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, and local singer-songwriter Sophie Griffiths. Soph, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back.
Hey, we're back again. Yeah, listen, Soph, let's get straight, because there's so much I want to ask you to be there. Now, you are all over social. You love a bit of social media, right?
I do, yeah.
As anyone your age should be, to be fair, right? Now, you on your socials, I've seen something brilliant, right? You are going literally into the streets...
Yeah,
with a guitarist, right? And you are asking people to listen to your songs.
Yes.
Now, it's the reactions on people's faces are brilliant. Where did you come up with that idea?
I don't know. Just sort of popped into me. Yeah, this is how these things work. Pop into my head and I do it and hope for the best. And then that was that. But yeah, some of the reactions truly humbled me, I'll be honest. Oh. It was quite funny going into the... Because it was actually like, where I went was my sister's uni. Because I thought that would be like kind of the perfect place to go. The song's kind of about burnout, being tired. And I thought, who better to target than like uni students in exam season? Do you know what I mean? So I went up to these people and they were just like... They were sat there and they were thinking what they're having for dinner. They were thinking about they were going to go afterwards. But yeah, it did make me laugh. But it's just a bit of fun. But yeah, it was really out of my comfort zone, actually, like doing that. Like I'm used to playing to audiences and stuff like that. But like the smaller the audience, the harder it is, because like you're literally looking people directly in the eye.
It really is. And you're going up to them as well, where like you're used to gigs and everyone knows who you are, they're coming to see you.
Right.
You're saying, oh, excuse me, can you listen to my song, please?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It sounds weird, right?
Literally took me back to when I used to busk when I was younger, when I left school at 16. And I was like, I remember now like doing that. It's quite an experience because you're literally like almost forcing, not like forcing people, but like people, you're basically making people listen to you as they're walking past or whatever. And like here it was a kind of a similar thing, and people were just like, some of them were so lovely. There was one girl that literally was like crying at me singing to her, which was really sweet.
Is that the best reaction you got?
Yeah, it was so cute. It was so lovely. And she was like, I'm stunned to speak, which was really funny.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we got quite a variety of reactions.
Yeah. Some that maybe didn't make social media perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're gonna be on the blooper episode.
I'd say no more. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
when you're really, 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 really famous. Brilliant. But listen, so there's so much to talk about as well. So we've gone through your socials. Mm-hmm. We've gone through YouTube, which people can't look at now because they've got to look at later. We've gone through all the Love Island stuff as well, and I'm a celebrity. And again, you're only 21. It's crazy, right? So listen, what else is next?
Well, got a busy festival season coming up. So the ones that I can sort of hint towards, I'm playing...
Oh, we got an exclusive, haven't we?
The exclusive.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm playing Latitude on the 22nd of July, which is the Saturday.
Brilliant.
So that's going to be fun. I literally love that festival so much. And then I've got 110 Above on the 12th of August, which is another really... Like, I've never played there before, so I'm very excited. They're the main two. And then getting shows lined up for the end of the year. Lots of new music coming as well. So, yeah, it's been busy. Hopefully going to be a busy end of the year as well, because I can't believe we're already in... Obviously, you're already in July.
I know, you had to think about it then.
I know,
it
thinking,
was your birthday as well, and you forgot
birthday?
Your birthday.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. It was only yesterday. Come on, Sophie.
But if people want to get, well, why wouldn't they want to get older yet? Sophie Griffiths, singer. .co.uk. It's the easy one because you've got all your socials from there as well, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. So it's all at Sophie Griffith Singer on Instagram and Facebook, and then TikTok and Twitter is at Sophie G Singer, because you have to have less characters.
Okay. And so if people want to actually buy your stuff, they can do that as well. You've got links to stuff as well.
Yeah, I'm on like all digital streaming platforms. So Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, all that stuff.
Brilliant.
And then, I think that's about it, isn't it?
That's about it. I think we've done all right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
Trying to remember.
Right, listen, so thanks again so much for coming in. I can talk to you for hours, to be fair.
Oh,
you're such a good girl, and you've got such an, like, a really sensible head on those young soldiers, I was going to say, shoulders. I'm getting hungry now. I'm thinking of me egg and soldiers now. I'm talking about that earlier. Right, I digress as usual. Sophie, I'm going to play your latest track. I can't believe how good it is. But before that, I want to look, soldier, there's so much I want to talk to you about. The artwork, just quickly.
Yes.
That is so good on it. It's just, it's amazing.
You.
Come on, tell me about that quickly before we play your track.
So, little anecdote for that.
Oh, come
basically,
on.
Basically, so... at the beginning of this year, I was looking for sort of like a graphic designer, one that's sort of like in my vibe, the aesthetic, you know.
Yeah.
And previously, like the previous summer, I had been at this pop-up art shop, which was in Chelmsford, and I'd bought this print, and it's like this proper like 60s, 70s sunglasses. It was really cool. Anyway, so I'm like thinking about who I could ask. I turn around, see the poster, and it's a girl called At Ruth Draws. And she's amazing. And so I got in contact with her for the Modern Love artwork as well, which I brought out in January. And then obviously Power Cut, and she's just smashed it both times. Like, she just literally, I can't even describe like what exactly it was in my head she managed to put on paper, which was like amazing. She's amazing. And so, yeah, thank you. I'm so glad you like it, because I love it.
So. And her name's Ruth as well. So there's a connection to your mum, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Must give a shout to Rosie as well, because I always say, oh, look, there's Sophie's sister, instead of saying the name. So, yeah, so you must give a shout to Rosie. But listen, no one better to introduce your new single than you, Soph. Thank you. For it. Thanks ever so much as well for coming along
today. No, thank you for having me. This is Power Cut by me, Sophie Griffiths. Lights are off, but I'm still home. Should have changed the locks long ago.